Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, CWA Upstate Director Debbie Hayes. We're talking about the talks between unions and Kaleida Health, which, Debbie, we understand a second contract extension has been put in place. Should we take this to mean that there's some progress being made, or is that a good sign when it comes to these negotiations going on?
Well, we extended the contract for a second time because we literally ran out of time and we're not able to bring the agreement in. We're still working at the bargaining table, and so that's always good. But the progress is slow, and we were hopeful that we would, in fact, be done by the 14th. So we're hitting a few difficult topics. One of which is staffing, which has been a long-term issue in negotiations between the area hospitals and the unions that represent the workers there. But we're back at the bargaining table this morning at 9 o'clock. Staffing is the first topic on the agenda, so we'll see what happens.
All right, staffing is number one. How would you describe contract talks at this point?
I would say, you know, we have a longstanding collective bargaining relationship with Kaleida Health. And so we managed to keep the negotiations civil, although over the last couple of weeks, they've gotten a little bit more contentious as the issues are more difficult to resolve. And, you know, we've been very clear with Kaleida. Staffing is the number one issue that affects our members' work life. And, you know, we can't move backwards on the progress we've made on staffing. We have to look forward and continue to move the staffing levels within the organization in the right direction.
On those issues that you kind of identify as tough ones, what are the things that when you get down to the end here are really tough to hammer out? And are they maybe the same issues that have been tough to hammer out in previous contract negotiations?
That's really an accurate statement, Brian, because you know, floating, for example, it's not uncommon for a nurse to be floated from one unit to another when they arrive at work. And it's found to be, not just in Western New York, all over, a huge dissatisfier. And there's been some changes made to our floating language that would allow that to happen more frequently. Kaleida's proposed some backwards movement on differentials for people who pick up extra shifts. And we don't have enough staff in the building. We don't have enough nurses in the building. And so it's critical, you know, for us to have our coworkers pick up an extra shift or an extra half a shift to help cover the holes. And those are just a couple of the topics that were stuck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The extension is until June 24th. What happens after that date, Debbie? Is there a possibility that there could be a strike?
Well, there's always a possibility that there could be a strike. In healthcare, we try very hard not to go there because of the impact it has on our patients and the community. But there is a reason that we didn't do a long-term extension. We don't want to drag this out. We want to get to an agreement. But if we can't reach an agreement, then we have to be thinking about next steps.
When do you think those next steps might take place? I mean, is this the last, the last extension that you think will happen?
Well, I think that's a conversation that we always have with our bargaining committee. But I know that there were some folks who weren't sure about extending it this time. So I'm not sure if the bargaining committee will be interested in doing another extension. So we'll see what happens.
Debbie Hayes is with us from CWA. Debbie, what is morale like among the workers?
Well, I think when we communicate the issues that we're having at the bargaining table, it really helps the members to get invigorated and to support the bargaining committee. And my understanding is that's exactly what's going on in the hospital. When we come into negotiations, you know, we survey our members, and what we do is what they ask us to do. It's not the union's agenda. It's our members' agenda. And so when they know that we're fighting for what they want and what they believe in, they're very supportive. The staffing, particularly on the night shift, is difficult. And we have a lot of younger or recent graduate nurses that end up on nights. And so I would say that the morale is kind of tough, especially for folks that work the night shift.
Well, we talk about staffing. We kind of think about, well, getting more people in, hiring more people. How much of staffing has to do with retaining workers and making the job more attractive to stick with?
That's really an excellent point. And we have that discussion across the bargaining table. If we could get staff in place and we could make work conditions more palatable for folks, it would be easier to keep them. And the better we do on retention, the better we do on staffing overall. And part of what we've talked about and part of what Kaleida has been working on is the support that we do need for newer nurses. So what can we do for precepting? What can we do in terms of mentoring these folks? What kind of supervisory support should we have on the night shift? So if there are questions or problems, there's someone to go to. So, you know, retention is a critical part. It's one thing to get them, you know, the new staff in the door. And the staffing issues are not just with nurses. Our nurses' aides, our CMAs, the CNAs that work in long-term care, all having very, very difficult times recruiting and then keeping them once they're there. So we really have our work cut out for us.
Well, Debbie, thank you for updating us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Susan. Thank you for having me.
That's Debbie Hayes, CWA Upstate Director. The contract we're talking about covers 8,000 healthcare workers with Kaleida Health.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.